Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to therapy. In season three, you'll hear live demos, expert teachings, and dynamic interviews to inspire you to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. To learn about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode of the Awaken Therapist podcast, I'm joined by my friend, Dr. Mary Sanders, a chiropractor and energy medicine practitioner with over 30 years of experience. Together, we explore what it means to hold energetic coherence as healers, tending to our own energy, practicing neutrality, and cultivating daily energetic hygiene allows us to create a safe and transformative field for others. Mary also leads us through a beautiful practice, which you can find in full on Patreon. So as I was getting ready to meet with you, Mary, a couple things crossed my mind, but one was the first time I met you in person and you touched the crystal that I was wearing around my neck. And I could feel just the charge of your energy, the energetic coherence that you brought with you into that meeting. And it just is this lasting impression that I have.
That's a very sweet place to start, because I do. I remember that time vividly. I had just gotten back from facilitating a retreat down in Mexico or Costa Rica, even maybe. And I remember my palm was facing upward, and like you looked down just at the moment that my palm was facing upward, and it was like you were hit with like this wave or this blast of energy, and you looked like your hair blew back, your face blew back, your head blew back, and you, I was like, "Are you okay?" And you're like, "I'm fine, I'm fine. Just give me a moment here." You just, you know, I should have asked before I touched the crystal. So, yes, I remember that time vividly. So thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, and thank you. And thank you so much for being here to talk with me about this. I just, for me, our own energetic coherence, the energy exchange that we have with people, our attunement to energy and the people that we work with, all of it is so nuanced and subtle. And yet, to me, it's like the essence and the golden thread that weaves everything together.
I want to talk about the idea of coherence as we are bringing it to the table energetically, and that is we want to come from a unified place of wholeness from selves as energetic healers, as medical intuitives, as therapists, before we get to be from a place of wholeness, before we can be of service to other people. And I take that very seriously. I really believe that there's a certain amount of responsibility that as practitioners, we need to adhere to. It's a high standard that we get to live up to in order to come from this place of wholeness. And so I know you and I, that's one of the things that I loved about you, Harmony, when I first met you, because we immediately started talking about practical ways how we can apply our wisdom for our own personal energetic stability and cleanliness. And so as an energetic healer, I can honestly say there have been periods of my life in which I did not take that responsibility as high as I do now. And I've been practicing as a chiropractor for now, let's see, as of last week, it's now 32 years. And so I didn't understand the concept of gifting back shared energy with my patients early on. It was not something that I was taught in chiropractic school. It actually was introduced to me, that whole concept, that whole notion of detached alignment or neutral separation was introduced to me by Dr. Francesca McCartney from the Academy of Intuition Medicine. And at the time that I learned it, I remember kind of being kind of flatlined by the whole concept, because it was so simple and yet so important that had I learned how to do that early on, I think I could have avoided energetic burnout and the whole process of things. So that's something that I just want to share for the listeners. If you're new into this work, the conversation that we're having today is so vitally important, and it does, as Harmony talks about, it establishes your own personal essence as you hold space for others.
I think that there's something really important about really understanding what it feels like to not be in energetic integrity in order to understand what it feels like to be in energetic integrity. And I know in the therapeutic space, it's something that I talk about all the time of how to actually stay connected to ourselves while we interact with somebody else and honor their sovereign will, honor their energy. I just would love to hear you talk more about how you work with people now versus how you worked with people before.
So I work a lot more intuitively, energetically intuitive with people now. So when I come into a space, the sacred space of healing, I always want to come from a place of neutrality so that there is no attachment to the outcome of what the session brings. And so when I open up the lens for a reading or a healing, I'm always asking their spirit to guide the session, meaning I want to step left. I want to get away from my analytical and I want to lean into my intuitive senses so that I know what to sense and to say and to share with the patient as it has been shown to me by their spirit. And so then that takes my ego out of the way, that shuts down my will centers and allows me to come from a place to hold sacred, compassionate space for the other person.
What you're speaking to is so relevant to the therapist listening to. I talk a lot about neutrality and not having a bias or an agenda for a client to think something or change something or, make some specific change in their life. Not seeing anything about how the client is as good or bad, just actually seeing the client as they actually are and welcoming them as they are and leaving our ego, our personality outside of the room, and just allowing that collaboration with divinity, with life itself, to guide what wants to happen.
But you know how it is. You're in that space, and this is how the universe works. You're going to get a client who perhaps mirrors something that's currently up for you. And then, that happens, and it always surprises me. I don't know why it does. I have to step back and lean back more into my intuition when this does happen. And instead of responding, I allow the space for the information that I received to come back to me. So my rule is if I feel triggered in what is coming up, if I feel like it's an information that I'm like, wow, that's so on point for me today. I toss it back into the metaphorical river that separates, energetically the space between me and the client. And so my rule is that I will toss information back out. I won't even comment on it and not be attached to whether or not that information comes back. If it comes back a second time, I toss it back into the river. And then the third time, if I'm receiving information that still isn't aligned with that original message, then that's when I'm going to be sharing it with the patient. So because it does, it let's be honest, there are times that you will get somebody that is mirroring things that come up for you. So that's important as well.
When I was a new clinician, I worked very intentionally to keep my personality outside of the room and to meditate and to cultivate my own energetic coherence and sense of self before entering into the space. And I'm just wondering what your practices are. Like, what do you do to prepare?
My own personal practice begins long before I see my patient. It's a daily routine that I embody for my own personal healing journey, but it allows me to come to this space in more of a neutrality. So my commitment to my daily meditation practice is paramount. So that's the first thing that I'm going to do in my morning routine, along with my exercise and my good nutrition. And so all of that allows me to get really clear mentally, physically, and energetically so that I can be aware of what is mine versus someone else's. And so I want to, my intention is to come to the session as clean as I possibly can so that there, so that what I'm holding, so that there's more purity to what the container brings. So that's my own personal practice. And then before I meet with a client or a patient, I'm going to take the necessary amount of time to end my previous client that I had. So that means that I'm going to end my last session. I will do a neutral separation from that person. I reground, I allow the energy to filter through my physical body back down out the soles of my feet to be recycled and recharged through Mother Earth. I want to release any and all discordant energy in that moment so that when I am receiving and recycling earth energy, that it's coming from a more charged, positively charged space. So I come into the session there. My intention is to always create, so that's my personal coherence, so that I'm coming in a unified whole way prior to the session. And then when I'm in the session, the first thing that I really want to do is to establish an entrainment, an energetic entrainment, so that we are in harmony. The patient and I are in some sense of a harmony in order to, well, harmonizing, in order to kind of dial into the same radio station. You know, we want to be synchronized so that the information that I'm receiving and that they're receiving and that they open up the session with comes from a much grounded and neutral space. And so we can be really clear about what the intention is for the energetic healing and the transmission for that day.
And so between each client, do you do something at the end of the day to clear your energy also?
You and I have talked about this. You call it something different, and yours has a different kind of spin on it. But in the same, we're saying the same thing in different words. And that is, we want to create a space, an expanded state where I personally imagine energetically, I will sit in expanded state at the end of the day. I will ground first, and then I use my hands for psychometry to energetically gift the energy back to all the people, places, and things that I have engaged with during that day. And I will set the intention to envision, whether it be an energetic streamer or just a field of light or energy that travels from my hands. And then what I do is I take all these people, places, and things that I've engaged with throughout the day. I energetically put them in spheres that are outside of my biofield and separate from me, physically in distance and in energy. And so then let's say I have three spheres or four pods in which with various different people in it. Like for today, I'll probably take a sphere of all the people that I worked out with in the morning that I engaged with in exercise. And then I'm going to take a sphere of all the patients that I had. And then in another sphere, I'm going to have my husband, my family. And then in another sphere, I may have, you know, the media, social media, or the news that I want to neutrally separate from. And so I imagine that this energy that leaves my hands via psychometry and travels the distance in the space to the energetic spheres, the people receiving this energy receive it as a gift. So it's almost like, oh goodness, Harmony, you have kids. It's like Christmas morning and your kids open up their gifts and you see all this love and joy and happiness, right? And they're entertained with this new gift. Let's, you know, be generous and say it's 30 minutes. Maybe it's 15 minutes. Who knows before they move on to the next gift. But you see your children fluff up energetically. And I witness the same thing when I'm going through this detached alignment. So these spheres with these pods of people, places, and things, they literally will increase as I'm gifting back the energy. And then I wait until they calm down, and then I respectfully retrieve the energy that rightfully belongs to me. And so there, then I get to take back what we have shared, and that belongs to me. It's not like I'm, you know, that I'm happy to retrieve my life force energy back. You know, I don't want that lingering, and that's mine for me to keep. And so I wait until I feel satisfied and I feel feel whole and I bring it into my biofield, I bring it into my hands, I bring it into my body, and I set the intention to cycle it back in and harmonize it with Mother Earth once again. Once I feel that process is complete, I will sever those energetic connections. And so I wait until they kind of dissipate out into the ethers. And that allows me to go back home in a more present time consciousness. I'm aware of what's mine. I'm aware of what's other people's. I'm more, I want to be energetically at a higher vibration. When I walk into my condo, I don't want to be carrying other people's stuff. So I walk back in, I'm more myself, I'm better charged, I'm better resourced as I end my day with my family. So I like that process. I call it detached alignment. It was taught to me in a way that was called neutral separations and harmony. I know you have a different word for it and a different technique or approach, but at the end of the day, it's essentially reclaiming your life force energy, which rightfully belongs to you.
Yeah, thank you for describing that. I have several thoughts, and one is I can imagine people listening might be like, do they really do this every day? Like, that just sounds like so much. And like, yeah, I know I do. It sounds like you do. And for me, I've been meditating since I was six, and I've, been in the world of transpersonal transformation my entire life. And I just know so clearly that if I miss one day, even like if I've been doing this for so long, if I miss one day, I just start to like get a little off. I can still be fine. I could still do all the things, but eventually I just start forgetting. And then I'm like, oh gosh, now I feel the weight of it all. And so just that daily cleansing is just like, it's almost like brushing your teeth, energetic hygiene, just taking care of it, taking care of your own energy and the relational field also.
Absolutely. And I have to say that if you forget one too many times, it creates an untethered feeling or a lack of being grounded in and bounded into Mother Earth. Like you start to lose the core connection. And right now, I have to say, like you, I've been doing this, on my personal, my own journey for many years. And I can say I am now more aware discordantly, when I am not grounded, like that's more uncomfortable for me. Like it's incredibly uncomfortable. And that's when I, A, take a time out and go and reground or get connected with nature or a longer meditation or, some kind of a cleansing bath or something like that. But in that embodiment process, you then it becomes physically, somatically uncomfortable. You notice the symptoms within your physical body before, nobody else notices, but and that's all that really matters because you know that you're not in coherence or in alignment with what your integrity says that should be done.
Absolutely. And that just reminds me of what you said in the beginning of like, this is our duty as space holders to tend to ourselves in this way so that we can bring just the purest reflection, the purest mirror for our clients. And, it's interesting because it's not about being perfect or like having it all figured out.
Yeah. I mean, it's as simple as, how much water are you drinking? Are you going and doing your Epsom salt and sea salt baths? Are you doing baking soda? Are you what, what are you doing outside of the office in order to cleanse the energy? If you surround yourself with crystals, if you take forest baths, or if you lay down on a rock, or whatever you're doing in order to replenish your life force energy, your kundalini, your ability to be able to run and to process and to hold space, I think that has to be paramount.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And just to recap, it's like the intention in the morning, like getting really clear on where we're moving from in the world throughout the day as needed, and then clearing at the end of the day very intentionally.
Not to mention the room. Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. I've got my sound bowls in here to chime out the frequency. I create an energetic drain, that then drains down into the earth and away from the physical body and into the nearest creek, and then it gets swept away. It's maintenance, and it's not something you do once. It's something that you do constantly.
Yeah, and I'll say too, for me, it's something I do joyfully. Like to me, it's like
Yes.
such an honor to tend, like to be able to tend to my spirit and my energy in this way. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and so it sounds like for you, energetic coherence is about a unified whole. I'm just wondering if you would just speak to that more.
Well, when I'm holding space for others, when I look at coherence, I'm looking at a lot of the heart-brain coherence. And because I do believe that that will help stimulate the magnetic field that surrounds all of us. So I view the brain as being kind of the electrical transmitter that sends the messages out. I view the heart as being kind of the magnetic, where the emotions, where you magnetically pull those desires or emotions towards you. And then that's what stimulates the whole bioelectrical field or the toric field that surrounds all of us. And so if there's not a coherence, and then that means that you're not whole yourself, and you're not coming into this space in your optimum, being full of your essence.
Yeah, so coherence between the brain and the heart, meaning a coherence of sameness, of like on the same sort of energetic frequency, not out of sync.
Correct.
Okay.
And so I've described this, and maybe on this podcast I can share it this way, but it's like I can feel the energy going away, right? The electrical transmission generated from the brain. And simultaneously, I can feel the waves coming back in magnetically. And so what ends up happening is that I get this kind of a want, want, want sensation when I know that the coherence is happening in which everything is synchronized. And that will allow me as a practitioner, when I'm holding space, to create that entrainment with the patient who's receiving the healing or the reading.
Awareness is key in this. Like to be aware of our state of being is essential to be in relationship with our energy. But like the awareness is really, in my opinion, the first step. Like noticing how we're feeling, noticing our own energy, or noticing the energy of the people around us, not from our ordinary mind of trying to fix and with an agenda, like you were saying before, but from a more expanded state of awareness.
I agree with you, Harmony, and I'd like to expand upon that if I may, and that is, when you say, Harmony, when I listen to you talk about the awareness, your awareness is guided into like the subtle energy system that are surrounding us and that run within us. And because I'm so familiar with, the nervous system that runs within us, the analogy that I like to use is that we have our autonomic nervous system division, which essentially governs over all of our automatic processes, right? So things that we don't necessarily think about, our heart rate, our digestion, our breathing. And I think about the subtle energetic field that if we do slow our body down slow enough, we can begin to tap into the awareness of the autonomic nervous system. And so that to me is just like the subtle energetic field that surrounds us and that runs within us. And so we know when we're in that parasympathetic drive so that we can really be rest and digest and heal and transform. That's what we're leaning into within our autonomic nervous system. So if we have that subtle awareness to be able to say, oh yeah, we're leaning more into that sympathetic and that we are in an excitatory state or where our neurology may be triggered to get into a fight or flight defense, even though that's not where we are, but our neurology is. And so your awareness that you talk about so beautifully, to telling people to be in tune with the subtle messages that your physical body is sharing, the environment is sharing, your space is sharing. And once you can slow your energetic system down, it no longer becomes challenging. It's not like you're thinking about the patient and then you're thinking about yourself and you're thinking about the room. You're thinking about all of it harmonizes into one existence and one container for the patient, for yourself.
I'm hearing it as like interoceptive awareness, but also awareness of the field around us, our neuroception of what's happening, and like the inner exchange therein, like coming from within, moving out.
And that allows for breath,
Right.
meaning that when you're holding that container for another beautiful spirit,
Right.
that's a lot to process, but yet somehow it is integrated into one coherent message. And so then, if you just take a moment to reconnect to the breath, the information, you just get to trust that the information that you need resides within that field.
I love that. I'm having this like thought over here about the difference between your job and my job, because people come into therapists and just like want to tell us all their meaning making and all of their stories. And so to come into the energetic field from that place of just dysregulation, meaning making, hyper identification with the mind is very different from somebody laying on a table, you know what I mean? Who's just receiving that energetic presence of yours.
Yeah, no, it is different. And I tell patients, my clients, I'm like, I'm not a therapist. My strength lies in other areas. So before you share what's on your mind, because I know the conditioned response in traditional talk therapy is, you start with the conversation and then it just opens, it just continues. And so I want to create the entrainment so that we're all flowing on the same frequency, and then to hear and to feel the truth of why that patient is there in the first place. And this can be done, if a patient's laying on the table, or it can be done if I'm holding space energetically for a patient who's remote. So, I've confused some people when I say I'm not your therapist. I say that because A, that's not what I'm licensed and credentialed in. And B, it's similar container, but it's based upon the energetics within the body and what surrounds the physical body.
I love hearing this and how you work because for me, there's just so much similarity to the way that I, at this point in my career, sit and hold space for somebody. Like to be able to stay a coherent presence for somebody who is looping is actually quite a beautiful gift, like so that they begin to entrain into the field and know that we're safe to drop deeper here. And that we're not going to stay at this level of fixing and figuring out and meaning making, that we're going to process in a deeper way.
And that allows the patient or the client to be truly seen, to be felt, to be heard, to be understood at a level in which they probably never have been. That experience alone can shift somebody's neurology. That can begin to unravel the stored trauma or discordance within the cells of the tissues.
And you'd mentioned the nervous system. And so just that social engagement of like, I'm safe to be here. I'm safe to engage here from a more regulated place within myself. I know you have your energetic toolkit on your website that people can find out more about.
I just want to say that it is an honor to hold a collective space for people who are looking to deepen their awareness of their ability to maintain their own energetic boundaries, their own energetic healing, to align with a version of self that they know that they are capable of doing. And it really unravels, connects us into not only earth energy, life force energy, kundalini energy, but we talk about the various different pathways of how we run and charge our own energy system. So that's important that people, for me, that's important that people know how to do that for themselves. So it is an honor to hold that space. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, thank you. As you were saying that, it occurred to me that this is really a deep level of self-responsibility, like taking care of our own energy in this way.
I mean, you alluded to it earlier. You said, allowing the central nervous system to deeply trust, that's, the first ticket. But the second ticket that you talked about is the relational field. And life has taught us anything but safety in relationships. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep, experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.